Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Entertainment Schmig. And it's me, Jen Myers. Schmig is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. Okay, I know you want to know. Kennedy Holmes, The Voice. What happened? We talked about how her video of her performance wasn't posted until around this time yesterday morning. And other people who competed had like a 12-hour advantage on her. Well, she was the second person declared safe, but there was still some controversy on the show, and it had to do with a double elimination night. So they were going to eliminate two people. Three people were going to be in the bottom, and Reagan Strange was one of the people. So is DeAndre Nico. He both on Team Adam. Reagan wasn't feeling great, so she was unable to perform. And as you know, the coaches, they asked them, like, who do you want America to save? Here's what Adam Levine said after DeAndre performed. He said, I cannot sing for Reagan. Reagan has to sing for Reagan. I have a very special relationship with Reagan, and I have two little girls at home, and the thought of breaking her heart by not urging everyone to give this girl a shot would be too far beneath me. Oh, but you're feeling okay about throwing your other contestant under the bus.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then they kept showing Reagan backstage in a bathrobe. I'm like, okay, if she's not feeling well, she can't put a sweater on?
Yeah, I felt bad for her, kind of.
It was uncomfortable.
Everybody's all dolled up and she's wearing a robe.
A robe! Oh,
yeah.
That's like, bad. She's sick. She has a robe on.
Yeah, so all these people started tweeting and...
That was just a classless move, and they were like, a lot of people are like, why would anyone want to pick you as a coach?
Yeah, somebody said, good luck getting contestants next season. That was a jerk move, not promoting DeAndre after his performance.
So what happened?
Reagan was saved.
Yeah, yeah. Reagan
and
was
DeAndre
saved.
Went home?
DeAndre and the guy from Team Blake.
And I was, I don't watch the show that closely. I watch it with my wife, which is interesting because, you know, being Kennedy's choreographer last school year at Stages Academy, she has insights into it. Yeah, I know. Thanks. She has insights into it that are really interesting. But the whole thing with last night with Adam Levine, it's like, well, whose team is that guy on that he just said, oh, you know, I'm really sticking up for Reagan? He's like... She says, he's on Adam's team. It's that's even worse.
It was bad.
If it was on somebody else's team, maybe. But, I mean, you say that about somebody on your own team?
It was not good.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he could have said it better.
Yeah.
That was it.
And that's what bugged me, too. I have two little girls at home, and I can't imagine doing that to them. That makes her sound like a helpless girl.
She's a young girl. She's 16.
Right.
So there's a lot of young contestants this year, but if they can't handle it, they probably shouldn't be going on The Voice because it is. I mean, it's an ugly business.
Yeah.
All right. Let's switch to something else. My hatred of Gwyneth Paltrow.
I knew you were going to talk about this. It's unbelievable to me what she said.
Remember when people gave Al Gore a hard time because he kind of misspoke and said he created the internet? Same with Gwyneth and yoga. She said, I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak. So her interview with the Wall Street Journal, she said, forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to a yoga class in LA recently and the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And I literally turned to my friend and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before.
That's insane.
It's crazy. Does she not hear herself?
No, she does. Think about it. I mean, her parents are famous. She's lived this
crazy
life her whole life. She has no idea.
She has never lived in the real world for one second of her life.
Mm-mm.
You know what? If I had three wishes, that would be one. that Gwyneth Paltrow had to live like a real human being.
Oh. Mm.
It would be like hell on earth for her. All right. Let's talk about something uplifting.
Okay.
The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix.
Yeah.
I watched it last night and I loved it.
I'm with you. It's great.
But there's a story out. 22 million people watched it in the first week.
Wow.
And let me tell you what. It's really well done. Netflix said if every one of those was a movie ticket purchased, that's a $200 million opening week. Okay, well, then that's one of the reasons people like Netflix, because they don't have to get off their butt and go to the theater.
It's a smart idea.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's not legitimate to make that comparison, but it's pretty impressive. And let me tell you, it's not like Elf, but it's well done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really cute. The little girl in it was the girl in Big Little Lies, and I did not like her in Big Little Lies, but she's cute in this. I think it has to do with, like, they made her speak like an adult in Big Little Lies. She was Reese Witherspoon's daughter.
The one that was into music.
Yeah. She bugged me on the show, but she's really cute in The Christmas Chronicles. My only thing is that she gets in trouble at school for swearing, and she keeps saying, "No freaking way."
Yeah.
And that's all Nora walks around the house saying now.
Oh.
I'm like, do not say that at school.
She got in trouble for it.
Well, she gets in trouble for saying real curse words.
Oh, okay.
So that's what she says instead multiple times. And Nora thinks it's hilarious. That's going to be great. Speaking of Netflix, okay, there was a rumor last week that Friends was going away from Netflix and people started to freak out. They saw that, December 31st was the last day you'd be able to see Friends. Netflix said, oh, don't worry, they're not going anywhere. But they did have to negotiate to keep it. Okay, they're currently paying $30 million a year for Friends. No, that's not even the big number. They reportedly paid between $70 and $100 million to keep it for next year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The residuals on that, guys.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I pay $9.99 for Netflix.
Me too.
How do they afford all of these things?
And all the original programming?
Right? Are they living beyond their means?
No, everybody has Netflix. That's how they do it. They charge the whole country $9.99 a piece. That's a lot of money.
I know.
Yeah. And a lot of it's going to Matthew Perry, and I'm okay with that.
I'm saying, I think most of it's going towards Friends, so I don't know where they... Entertainment Schmick. Yes, it is, and it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Big news. Cardi B and Offset. Splitsville.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he just have a baby?
Yeah, they did.
They just got married like a year ago,
And it was a secret wedding because she talked for a long time about how they were engaged and they were going to get married after she had the baby, but they apparently had like a
secret
ceremony
wedding
at their house. She has a big rock, by the way. It's huge. In some better news for Cardi B, she was named Billboard's top new artist of the year. They have all their year-end stuff coming out.
I feel like she's been around longer than just a year. Like,
right.
It feels like we've talked about her for longer than a year.
She's a part of our
lives.
But
I guess she just had a huge year.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Drake, number one song, God's Plan. Number one album, Taylor Swift's Reputation. In terms of radio and digital, Ed Sheeran's Perfect. You know, all the people you would think would be on there. Kevin Hart is hosting the Oscars next year, February 24th. He said this has been a goal on his list for a long time.
Not on mine.
I'm looking forward to it. He does a good job on those hosting.
Yeah, I think
things.
He do very well.
He's high energy. It's fun. Everyone will mess with him. You can pick on him so much.
He makes
fun of himself, and everybody picks on him. I think he'll do a good job.
I mean, somebody's going to make a joke that the Oscar statuette is taller than Kevin Hart.
Jen Myers. Right.
Trying to get a new gig.
Yeah. And they could do something with Clooney. Just spitball.
You leave George Clooney out of it.
Yeah. I won't be won't be hard leaving him out of the Oscars.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. On TV tonight, it's speaking of awards, the marvelous Mrs.
Maisel.
I think it's Maisel.
Maisel. However you pronounce it. It's on Amazon. I didn't realize it's only the second season premiere.
Yeah, because the Emmys this year won everything. Was it the Emmys?
Yeah.
Or it might have won, like, the Golden Globes at the beginning of the year and then the Emmys later. No. So it feels like there's more than one.
I think it was just this past Emmys where it got everything.
Anyway, there aren't enough episodes where I feel overwhelmed. I think I can binge watch this over the
Amazon
holidays. I do. I'm a Prime member.
I heard that Jack Ryan show's very good.
Oh, yeah, with John Krasinski? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to watch that one, too. You also have mid-season finales of Empire, Star, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, all the Chicagos. Those are on tonight. Reddit. They have their TV subreddits, and for the first time since it debuted in 2011, Game of Thrones is not the most viewed TV subreddit.
Oh, wow.
What?
What do you think is number one?
I don't know.
Atlanta. It's won everything else.
No.
Is it something? Well, can you give us a hint?
Give us a hint.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
How many?
It has a million viewers more than Game of Thrones.
I think a million viewers, period, is
sorry,
a lot.
Game of Thrones has 7.7 million unique views. Drag Race had 8.8 million.
I wonder what the draw is. Like, why on Reddit it's so popular.
I think because it's highly entertaining. I mean,
I've never really gotten into that show.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What channel is it even on?
I think that's on Logo, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
I could be wrong.
Right.
Last night on The Voice, Kennedy Holmes is safe, but The Voice, not safe from controversy. Adam Levine picked between two of his team members who were in the bottom three last night, Reagan Strange and DeAndre Nico. Reagan was sick, and so she couldn't perform to save herself. So Adam basically said, I can't imagine her leaving the show, so
Vote for Reagan,
not for DeAndre, after he sang his heart out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people are angry. They say that they're no longer an Adam Levine fan. Good luck getting contestants to pick you as a coach next season. That was a jerk move. He has a beautiful voice and deserves to be on the show. I know some people, too, who think that Reagan sings out of tune every single week, and they're amazed that this was the first week she was in the bottom.
Mm.
So I think that adds even more fuel to the fire.
The best part, though, is the producers saying, okay, put this bathrobe on and be backstage.
Right.
So
right.
You look sick.
It was so bizarre.
She's only 16.
I know.
They just kept putting the camera on her with her bathrobe on.
She had like a thermometer in her mouth.
And one of those packs on her head. And her glasses crooked.
Right.
Megyn Kelly still has not reached a settlement with NBC. And the reason is not money. It's her silence.
Oh, that costs some money. Mm. It is money, really. You got to pay me to shut up.
Yep.
Yes. They want, NBC wants her exit agreement to include specific language which bars her from saying anything at all after the documents are signed. They're afraid she's going to speak up about how NBC handled the Harvey Weinstein scandal and Ronan Farrow's reporting of it. She spoke out on her show and contradicted NBC News' chairman before. So they're kind of terrified of her.
I get it.
I do.
I'd get paid, too. I mean, I totally...
If you know the truth and you feel like it deserves to be out there, which I think everyone's really curious...
And they booted her pretty unceremonious. I mean,
they did.
She could. I'm sure she's a little bit bitter, and she wouldn't mind sticking it to him.
Yeah, that's Entertainment Schmig. By the way, head to Y98.com if you have not seen it yet. Yesterday, just a touching moment. Former Senator Bob Dole helped out of his wheelchair so he could stand and salute George H.W. Bush's coffin.
Just made me. I mean, I saw it and made me just cry.
Mm-hmm.
It just did. All these people that we grew up with, so frail now.
Right. Yeah.
And I think not only, you know, are people sad about the passing of George H.W. Bush, but we're sad that the time has passed where it didn't matter which political party you were in. All those people were friends with each other.
Yeah. Civility.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. And I think it makes us long for, I don't want to say it was a simpler time, because it wasn't, but
there's
a time,
still stuff going on.
Right. Where we just treated each other with respect. All right. Off my schmigs. Celebrity birthday time. Okay. Happy birthday to
Sarah.
That's yes. Right. Yeah.
Sarah Berghoff.
I believe she shares a birthday too with Walter Elias Disney.
Yep. Walt Disney was born on this day in 1901.
In Marceline, Missouri.
That's right. And one of my best friends, Chris, who we've had on the show for one of the trivia games before. He was my high school friend, college roommate.
Oh, yeah.
December 5th, his birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good one for trivia night. Dead or alive, Little Richard.
Alive.
Alive.
He's alive. How old is he?
Oh, man.
I saw him in Nashville driving a car when I was crossing a street a few years back.
I saw somebody post the other day. They were really upset about, they were sharing a story about John Hurt dying. Oh, no. I'm so sad.
Oh.
He died like last year.
John Hurt?
Heard. John Hurd from
Home Alone.
Home Alone, yeah.
Right.
The
yeah.
dad.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard. You forget.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Especially, okay, Little Richard.
Still alive.
Is he around the same age as Chuck Berry? Or, I mean, was he?
Probably.
I'm going to say
he's quite that old.
92.
I'll say 91.
I don't think he's there yet. I think he's like 87.
I think he's 89.
He's 86. Kevin was close.
Oh, oh. Golly, Miss Molly.
How old is Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle? God.
Who cares?
Dancing with the Stars. What is it? Teens? Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars junior host.
Don't forget Agent Cody Banks.
Yeah.
Currently?
He's
Frankie Muniz?
Dancing with the Stars Junior.
What?
He has the Aaron Andrews role.
He's the host.
Okay.
He's the host.
I'm going to say 30.
So when he interviews the... I can't do it.
Right.
When he interviews them...
Yeah.
Are they on either side of him?
Nope.
No.
And he's in the middle?
That took too long.
Way. 30.
Is he 30?
That's what I'm guessing.
No, I don't think he's that old.
I think he's definitely that old. 33.
33. Yes.
Whoa.
Good job, Tim.
I bring him up, too, because that story made me, well, it didn't make me laugh, but a couple weeks ago, his whole four-story brownstone was flooded because he...
It was his cat.
Because his cat turned the sink on.
Yeah.
Such and jerks. Flooded the whole, and like.
Cats are so easy.
Well, also, I want to know this, like, so you didn't have anybody come over to check on your cat in the week that you were gone on vacation?
Oh, it was a whole week?
Oh, yeah. Flooded the whole thing.
Four stories of water?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, man.
Poor Frankie.
Yeah.
That's all he took this job.
Let's move on to John, don't call him Johnny, Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls.
We'll say when he played our mistletoe show,
he was great.
Last year, he was fantastic.
Yeah, very nice.
He's apparently in the best place that he's ever been in his life.
Oh, he was awesome. And man, so many songs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's had some work done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's very...
He's surprised.
He's very taut.
Somebody was just surprised.
55.
Oh, wow.
No.
I don't think so.
Do-do-do-do-do. I want to wake up where you
I'll go 51.
That's what I was going to think. I was thinking that, too. 52.
53.
You got it.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.